104.3 The River. And in the studio with me, one of my favorite people, and you don't have to wear those headphones.
I can't hear with them, so I'm not wearing them.
Jamie Knuckles in the studio with me, and we have an interesting radio history. We have been friends for years and years and years, and when we were kids, we were the part-timers at the old WHIC.
And we were definitely kids.
It's been a while, but it was so much fun. And, you know, we were so lucky. I think about the playlists that we had then. 90s country is where it's at.
Well, and I got to run the countdown on the weekends. Oh, yeah. So I got to hear all the hits.
That was a good time to fall asleep behind the
behind the board. I never did that, Paul.
I fell asleep during Focus on the Family one morning, and the tape clicked and woke me up.
That's probably not something you're supposed to tell on air.
There's a statute of limitations on that. It was 1992, I think. So I think I'm all right. I don't know. So good to have you in this morning. So much going on. And, of course, we love our schools in the county. We're so proud of our school system. And if you want to tell folks what exactly is it that you do with the school system.
Now I am assistant superintendent for the school district, so it's been a new learning experience and lots of fun. I love it because I get to go to all the schools now, so I'm out and about at all the schools about every week, so that's a lot of fun for me.
And that's a very hands-on job. I mean, you're gone, you're talking to people and helping us progress.
Well, nothing is more fun than being in a school and seeing the learning that's taking place every day. So it's a great job.
Absolutely. And I can just see how happy you are. I know you love what you do. And when you can get up in the morning and you love what you do, you got it made, and you can get a lot more done that way too.
It's the best way.
Today we are talking about father-daughter dance.
We are. I'm a part of an organization called Alpha Zeta, and it's a professional women's educator organization. And so every year our big project is a father-daughter dance, and all the proceeds from the dance go to a scholarship for a senior here in our school district. Right. So it's a great thing that it goes to a great cause, but it also is a great experience for our community. Every year we've had more and more people. It keeps growing. And so it's just something that we keep on doing. And it's, let me tell you, having this first year that I have had children that are too old to go.
Oh.
So it's kind of sad for me. But that time goes by so fast. And so daddies, bring those daughters out. It's a great experience, and it's something that you'll never regret doing.
That's right. And those other daddies are counting on you because they're going to need somebody to hang out with when your daughter ditches you at the dance. Not that that's ever happened to me every year, but it is a good thing. And it's, you know, that's their social media is a double-edged sword. But my favorite thing about it is to see everybody's kids grow up. You know, I love to keep up with the adventures of the knuckle kids, and I love to see the pictures of the daddies and the little girls going to these dances.
It's really neat when you see those memories come back from a year later.
Sure.
And one of them is always the father-daughter dance, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, I think it's great that you all are raising money for scholarships. As our kids get older and our peer groups' children get older, and now it seems like yesterday you and I were talking about college.
That's right.
And now, you know, this is very real that you know, it's time for the kids to be thinking about that and starting college and doing those things. Scholarships are just lifesavers for mom and daddy.
They are, for sure. And this is, I can speak to this too, because this is my first year with a senior. So, you know, we're doing the college planning right now, and it is very expensive.
Sure it is. So this is a good thing, folks. You know, a good chance to raise some money, have some fun, and to catch up and visit too. That's the good thing about Brett County, folks. If you go to something like that, you're going to run into about everybody that you know.
These events are so important to our community, and they just are things, that traditions that you want to start with your family and do this every year.
Sure, absolutely. I think it's great. So what are the dates on this year's Father-Daughter
Dance? This year's Father-Daughter Dance is Saturday, April 27th, and it's from 5 to 7 at the BCHS Commons. We have sent out registration forms to all of the local schools because this dance is for pre-K through fifth grade.
Okay.
And so all of the schools that have those grade levels in the community have these registration forms. It is so important to us if we could get these ahead of time, if you could pre-register, because we plan food, we plan favors, we have photographs. There's so many different things there. And really having that number makes it so that we have enough for everyone.
Right. So help out, just a little RSVP.
For sure.
Will make all the difference in the world.
You can turn those in at your school, and each school has an Alpha Zeta representative that will get it to us. So we're asking for those to be turned in by this Friday. Okay. So this Friday, April 19th, if we could have all of those forms turned in and pre-registration for that.
Well, great. Well, Jamie, we appreciate you letting us know about that. It's going to be a great thing and a great cause, too. You know, it's always good to raise money for these scholarships to help kids out, because those little girls that you're taking to that dance, Daddy's, in the blink of an eye, it's going to be college planning time, and maybe they'll be the recipient. I talk for a living, Jamie, of one of those scholarships eventually. So
that's for sure. And this year's theme is a Derby theme, a Run for the Roses theme. So we'll have it cutely decorated, and it's usually just a night full of fun.
Well, who in Kentucky doesn't love anything Derby?
That's so right. That's, and every little girl almost I know loves horses. So
sure. Well, that's going to be fun. While I've got you, what's going on in the Breckinridge County School System?
We can't believe it. We're about to wrap up another school year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. We've had so many great honors this school year, lots of exciting awards and kids doing so well in all of their respective competitions and everything that they participate in our district. So very excited about that. So now we're in the process of wrapping things up and testing's coming up. And
hard to believe.
I know. It's just that time of year. So it's been a great year for us.
Good. And it just flies by. And I'm sure there are big things in the work for the 2019-2020 school year. And another question. Are we having a reunion this year? Have you heard from anybody?
I haven't heard from anybody.
Yeah, we'll just have a cookout. We're talking to you, class of 94. I'll bring the deer burger.
How many years is that?
Corey probably chip in on some of that, too. I know how he is. So, no, it is just good to have you this morning. It's,
thank you.
When I think about radio, I think about the American Country Countdown. And
That's right. Exciting times.
It was good times. I just wish we could find some more of those air check tapes.
That'd be
some good blackmail,
wouldn't it?
Probably
don't want to find those.
I bet it would be good. So anyway, father-daughter dance coming up. Those forms are at the school, so folks, remind your little ones to bring those home, get them filled out. Try to get them in by Friday so y'all have plenty of time to plan and know about how many people to expect.
Exactly. Right. So come and join us on Saturday, April 27th.
All right. We hope you will come back and spend some mornings with us, Jamie, and let us know what's going on in the school system. It's just good to catch up.
Be glad to.
So we should play some Joe Diffie now or something,
okay,
shouldn't we?
Good.
Is that what we did? It was Joe Diffie and Garth and Sammy Kershaw. Those were the big ones. And I still call it the Hick, too.
Well, yes.
It holds a special place in my heart, that is for sure. Some of those early Sunday mornings, I don't have as fond a memory as of those.
I was Sunday afternoon, so.
Oh, good times. Jamie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.